Log Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Our scripture today is found in Proverbs 15:1, and it states, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us. Thanking you, God, for the rest that we need, the food that we're eating, the clothes on our back, for just keeping our mind, oh God, for taking care of our family members, our communities, God. Master, we thank you for everything that you're doing. We know that there are some turbulent times that we're in right now. We know that this virus is running rapid, oh God, but we trust you and we believe in you, who is our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our Deliverer. We trust you, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Glory to God. And everyone said amen, amen, amen. Yes, yes, we thank God. We thank him for Jesus. We know that we have been discussing, does it matter what we say? Does it really matter what we say? The very first time we uttered mama and dada. Think about that. Mm-hmm. We witnessed the power of the things we said. We witnessed that because we saw everyone was excited. They were all excited. Yet we learned early that just saying those pronouns made some folks really, really, really happy, really, really, really proud, and really excited. Words simply are alphabets. That's all they are. They are alphabets that have very, very powerful meanings. Meanings to the heart, to the mind, to the spirit, and to the emotions. Yeah, the alphabet forms words. We say things like, I hate my hair. I don't think I look good today. Mm-hmm. I don't think I look good. I'm so clumsy. Nah. Not one group of words have praised you, have lifted you up, have caused you to be motivated, or even teaching you how to love yourself. Think about those words. I don't think I look good. I hate my hair. I hate my hair. Some of us can go so far as that I hate the way I look. Yes. I'm clumsy. That's what I was looking for. I'm so clumsy. None of these words can lift you up, can give you praise, can cause you to be motivated in how to love yourself. None of those group of words. So where could these words come from? Certainly not from God, who has a son named Jesus. The ones who came together with the Holy Spirit and created you, formed you, breathe breath into you, it couldn't have come from them. Certainly not. Stop and think. These words do not come from them. They don't. Then, where are they coming from? That's the question. Where are they coming from? Satan is very cunning and very sly. And we are so busy, but not spiritually walking in the spirit. Busy, we're not. We're so distracted with the things of the world till we can't see. Our topic again is don't. Does it matter what we say? Yes, it matters every day what we say. It matters what we hear. It matters what is said before we even get out the bed, what we're thinking. It matters. Negative thoughts produces negative actions. Negative actions produce critical outcome. Critical. Romans 12 and 2 tells us clearly, and do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, come on, somebody. When we say transform, and we know about the call of the transformer, we know what the transformer did. I know when the transformer first came out, I thought that was so cool. To see the transformer be a car and then be a monster, but it transformed, it changed right before your eyes. And the kids were all sitting there looking at how quick he transformed, how quick he changed. I mean, with the blinking of the eye, he was no longer a car anymore. Now he was standing up and he was a huge, huge, great being. So, transform. This is something we need. We need to be transformed. Quick. Oh, yeah, some of us need it quicker than others. Sooner than others. To be transformed. To have our mind renewed. To have better thoughts. Thinking good things. Thinking positive thoughts. Not putting ourselves down. Listen. We are not responsible for the negative words that we learned and heard growing up. But when we learn better, oh, you listen to what I said. When we learn better, we do better. And then when we do better, there should be a change that is inevitable, a change can happen when we try. T-R-Y, just try. Yeah. Just try to bring about a change. Yes. Just for effort. Just put forth effort. When we reach out, something new will happen. Something different will take place. Use it or lose it. And this is something I always tell my mom. Use it or lose it. And when you get to be a certain age, you understand those words. You really understand them. But most of the time when you're young, I'm going to lose it. How am I going to do that? Well, when you get to be a certain age, you will realize if you don't, you will no longer be able to do what you did then. Yeah. Look at Proverbs. Proverbs 18 and 21. 18 and 21 says the tongue has the power of life and death. Listen to that. The tongue. Yeah. The stakes are high. Your words can either speak light or your words can speak death. Now, I know you didn't heard this before. This is nothing new. I remember a long time ago when I was young, you know, people used to make me mad, make me angry, and I wanted to retaliate. So I wasn't a person to just go jump on you and beat you up, but I sure knew how to say some things to you, and I used to say, I'm going to make you cry. I'm going to make you cry. And I would use what? My tongue to make them cry. And I would say those things that were harsh and cold and so rude that they would start crying right in my presence, but I didn't care. Why? Because my heart was not fixed. Did you hear what I said? I wanted them to cry, and I knew that I had that power, and it was in my tongue. I didn't have to touch you. I didn't have to hit you. I didn't have to raise a hand. All I had to do was open up my mouth. Can somebody understand what I'm saying? The power in the tongue. Oh, yeah. Of course, God had to come and clean me up. He had to come and show me how to girdle up my tongue. Girdle it up. And use the tongue to praise him. Use my tongue to glorify him. Use my tongue to encourage young people, older folks, to let them know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I had to learn. Do you hear what I said? So this is all a learning experience. This is why we're talking about living a victorious life. A victorious life is in Christ, but you've got to know what to do. It's not just you just read a book. And then you say, okay, I'll see you next time. No, there is something that you and I must apply. And that's the word of God. We have to use it or lose it. Did you hear what I said? Our tongue can build others up or they can tear them down. And you just heard me say that I used to do that. I would make you cry with my tongue. With my tongue. Yeah. Luke 6:45 says, a good man, listen to this, brings good things out of good stored up in his heart. And an evil man brings evil things out of the evil that is stored up in his heart. See, you're only going to bring out what's already in there. You can't bring out something that somebody else had. See, that's why God looks at your heart. He looks at the inside. Yeah. Because the heart is where everything manifests. It's in the heart that we have these feelings. It's the heart that we have these thoughts. It's in the heart that a lot of times we lay wait on someone. We plot and plan. And it's all in the heart. It's all in our mind. When we're evil, when we're plotting and we're planning. But glory be to God. When we can walk by faith and not by sight, trusting God, what a change. What a change, I said to you. What a change we can make. Yeah. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. See, your heart could be full of it, but it's going to come out. And it's going to come out where? Through your mouth. Hello. That's where it's coming out at. Yeah. You've seen people say, well, I'm getting ahead of myself, but you've heard this. Listen up to this. Listen to this. We all have either said or heard someone say, I didn't mean to say that, but it was in my heart. Now, you've heard that. Maybe you've said it yourself. Or then you've heard, I had to say that, but I didn't know it was going to hurt you so bad. I didn't know it was going to hurt you so bad, but I had to say it. Now, hello? I should say, ouch. Because this sounds like something I would have said after I done hurt you. After I allow the tongue to take full control and twist and twist and twist. Not raising my hand to strike you, not using my feet, not getting a weapon, but using the weapon of mass destruction, which is my tongue. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the tongue. The tongue is deadly. Mm-hmm. Now listen to this. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives. But those who speak rationally will come to ruins. Proverbs 13 and 3. Now when I just said that I would hurt people and say all those things to them and make them cry, I had to go back. See, that's the whole thing about it. When God gets in, when the Holy Spirit comes in and change you, all glory to God. You have no desire to do that. You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. You know that they're wrong. They need to be told. But then what the Holy Ghost will do, it will show you how to tell them in a godly way. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. But that's what it's going to do. You're going to tell them, but it's going to be different. They may cry, but it's not going to be the tears of that you hurt them. It's not going to be the same. It's going to be totally different. They may cry out of realizing that you're right of what you're saying. But they're not going to cry because you are standing over them shooting darts to murder or to kill them with your tongue. Big difference. Big difference. We know this is true. That is why we should try. I said to try to tame the tongue. I said try. We may not all succeed on it. Yes, it is a dangerous piece of our body. But through the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, glory to God, we can have better control. In some cases, we could have more control. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I'm just going to remind you real quickly. Are you going to remain on milk? Or are you going to step out and try and see what a T-bone steak tastes like? Are you going to stay on the milk? It's up to you. Well, I'm going after the T-bone steak because I'm not good with you. Always having a glass of milk. I'm going to try me a steak. Look at James chapter 1, verse 19. Brothers and sisters, take note. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Now, when I was saying I was doing all that stuff I was doing, again, I didn't know God. I had no relationship with him, but I knew one thing. I knew that I could hurt you and don't touch you. I knew that because, see, one thing I knew growing up, my mother always told us not to start fights. We never start a fight. And we knew if you start a fight, she would always say, who hit first? Okay, so if you hit first, you were going to be in trouble. So I knew I had to figure out a way to hurt you without touching you. And that is where the weapon of mass destruction was used, and it was called the tongue. The tongue is dangerous, but God had to show me how to tame my tongue. Now I have learned I can sit and be quiet and listen. I learned so much listening. Glory to God. Listening is very golden. When you listen, you learn so much. Why? Because you get a chance to hear things that you never heard before because you were talking. You were talking. But when you reverse it And that's only through the leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Now we know this. It takes time. Let me be clear with this. This takes time. You first have to mature. You have to get to the place of maturity in Christ Jesus. Rarely do you see a babe in Christ say that they're listening and then they're speaking slowly. Rarely do you hear that. You're not gonna hear that. A babe in Christ. Oh, I'm speaking slowly. I'm being very careful what I have to say. Very rare. But once you get to the place of maturity, getting maturity in Christ Jesus, this is a form of his characteristics. Remember when Jesus was there and he was, they were talking about the lady who had the affair with the man and what they were saying about the woman, that she was not fit, and Jesus was doing what? He was writing in the sand. He did not get upset. He was very subtle. And he was listening. He was listening. Yeah. And then when he listened, he chose his words really carefully. And he began to question those who were accusing her. Yeah. Look at that. So it comes with time. Yeah. Learning how to listen. Time with Jesus. Time learning his word. Time to allow understanding and compassion. Gotta have compassion. And compassion to develop in our hearts, our mind, and then in our walk with God. It takes time for you to stand up there and say, I listened real thoroughly. I heard, I understood. I was very slow to make a comment. It takes time. This is not something that you're going to do overnight. This is not something you do the first day that you give Christ your hand or you decided that you want to make a change. This may not happen that quickly. But all I'm saying to you today is it can. It can happen. And it will happen if you stay focused, spend time with God, learn more about Jesus. Spending time with Jesus. When we do that, we learn how to forgive others. We learn how to walk in freedom. We learn how to receive joy. And some of us have no idea what the joy of the Lord is really about. See, we have freedom. Freedom when we don't have to say those words. I don't have to make you cry anymore because I have freedom in Christ. And the freedom that I have, I don't have any desire to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I want to show you the way. Glory to God. Yeah. Learn how to give. And not always have my hands so tight where nothing can't get in and nothing can't come out. Learn. And I learned that through spending time with Jesus. Yeah. Learn what to say. And learn what not to say. Glory to God. That's key. That's major. Yeah. We experience the fullness of him in the body. In the body of Christ. When we spend time. When we spend time. So the question is, right now, are you ready? Are you ready for your steak dinner? Are you ready for your baked potato and your salad? Are you ready? Or are you still interested in a warm glass of milk? Which one is going to be? Yeah. Because, see, when you decide to get out and leave the milk alone, then we're not going to have to keep pacifying you and babying you because you don't need a bottle. Because you have gotten to the place now you have teeth, you can chew, you can digest your food, and you want to eat some meat. So you want to hear the meat of God. You want to know more about, you want to have a relationship with a true and a living God. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Yes. So are you ready? Are you really ready? Are you ready for that? Have you decided that you want to commit? You want to make a commitment. You want to be genuine. You want to be sincere. You want to stop playing church. Stop playing. So many of us are playing church, and you think God don't see that? He sees. He knows. He knows your heart. That's what he looks at, your heart, to see if you're genuine, if you're sincere. So we need to grow up. We need to grow up and learn how to eat our meat. Yes. Yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today, God. Thank you, Lord, for your word, Master. We know that your word is true. We need you. We need help. We need the experience of knowing Jesus, having Jesus in our lives, having him to lead us, having Jesus to guide us. Oh, God, help us to receive your son. Show us, oh, God, which way to go and how to go, what to say and what not to say. And we will be grateful to give you all praise. We're going to give you all honor because it's all about you, God. And we thank you for Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, listeners. And we know that we're right now, we're in Japan, we're in Germany, we're in Ireland, and we're in the Netherlands. Yes. And we're in the U.S. So we thank God. We know that you're listening to us. And we're just happy that you have taken time to listen to God's Saving Ministries, even on Saturdays with the children ministry, and on Friday here with Victorious Living. Yes. Yes, because it's all about him. It's not about us. And we are teens who decide that we want to serve a true and a living God, that we want to tell men, girls, and boys all about him. Yeah. So we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Saturday and on Sunday evenings with Victorious Living with Pastor George. We're just grateful. Amen. Amen.